Welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we would like to speak with you today about the idea of breathing. Breathing. We know that many of you know this concept and understand it intellectually, but you do not bring it down into your body, into the body that so needs breath to do its good work for you. It is part of your being, body, mind, and spirit. Remember this, please. In the yoga tradition and many Eastern traditions, breathing is foundational. It is the starting point. It is the place from which all else flows, all inspiration comes. And so we ask you to consider this idea that whenever you are in a crunch situation, or you are concerned about an outcome, or what to do, or what to say, or even where you should go next, take a breath. We often recommend that you pause, because the ego mind, the narrow mind, your personal mind, can get going so fast. It is like a hamster on a wheel, faster, 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 yet not taking you anywhere or delivering you to a resolution that is peaceful and calm and restorative. So the pause is your active self saying, I see this mind that is on the hamster wheel, and I am going to pause and do this, not just say it, do it. And then take a deep, deep breath, and another, and another. When we say deep breath, we mean to fill your belly, your chest, your backside, and as you breathe in, also to experience the breath coming in to the entire body as well. And then as you breathe out, and this is slowly, in breath and out breath. As you breathe out, allow the stress, the tension, the anxiety, the shoulders that are up to your ears to be released. This is not about your mind, dear ones. It is about honoring your body and allowing it to do its good work for you in every moment. We see that often you are on the treadmill of life and you are breathing from the neck up. The body is not benefiting from breath that is shallow. The body needs a full inhalation and full exhalation. It is quite simple. We wished to speak with you on this topic today because we see that many of you who are educated and studied in traditions such as yoga have learned the importance of breath, and you see in your classes how important it is, and the instructors remind you as well. And then you leave your classes and you march out into the world, and there becomes the shallow breath again. This is a great gift that life gives you. It is actually divine, and it is from God. Inspired, inhaling. And what this does is that it recalibrates and resets and rebalances your entire system, your body, mind, and spirit come into alignment. Your body is happier, is restored, is honored. Your mind quiets and becomes more alert and restful and awake and conscious. Your spirit is the guiding force, body, mind, and spirit. So it allows the spirit to be more active and to have more presence within your being. This is what you wish for, dear ones. So we ask you this week to be conscious, be aware of the breath of your breathing. And however you do this, if it is simply to jot a note on a post-it note that reminds you to breathe 3 times, 4 times, 5 times in the day, so that you come to a place of peace and pause and honor the breath that is always there for you, and take it in deeply and surrender to it and relax into it, and this will be a great blessing upon you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.